Okay, welcome to Friday My Life, Milan.
This Walsh.
What's up, Poppy?
A lot of seasons ended this week.
Oh my God, all of England. Oh, except Villa.
Yeah, well, Villa.
The Emmy villains. And a penalty shootout, dude. Bet the house on Emmy in any shootout.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's just fucking comedy actor.
Yeah, he's the best and the worst. Eyes.
Yeah, I don't. What do you make of his antics? Do you like, dislike, neutral? Where do you stand there?
I think mostly I used to dislike, and now I just think it's kind of funny because everyone else gets mad. I think like how everyone else reacts has informed my opinion of it, and everyone's fucking. I watched the highlights. Like Lille is going, all the Lille fans going absolutely fucking apeshit. He saved the first one, and started shushing the crowd. Not even the dance yet when they won. And they're just fucking going mental. Ref instant yellow cards. And I'm like, I kind of love it. Yeah. Man. What about you?
Yeah, I don't know. I could do without it. I think the issue to me with him more is like the extravagant time wasting. You know how I feel about the wasting
that
of time.
That I hate.
And he takes everything up to an 11, no matter what it is. Which to me, it's like some type of shtick or whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, it could be so much better if he wasn't annoying and cool. Like if he was just cool. Like if he was a normal person when they played 90 minutes against Brenham.
Yeah.
But he's not. You. Like but he's not. Fucking
he's never normal.
There. Yeah, he's never normal. And that's aggravating to me.
He's probably what you would call their cunt.
Yeah.
He's Villa's like, cunt.
I mean, fucking be the pick of the litter over there with that club.
But yeah, I mean, in a penalty shootout, there's fucking no one better.
There is no one better. There's no one else you'd rather have.
No shot. I can't even think of someone. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What else are you feeling about your team?
You know, they played okay, mostly first half. They were pretty good. Got an early pen. Could have scored. You know, Mo had a one-on-one chance. Diaz had a decent chance. I think if they made it 2-0, they had every chance to go win it. But second half, they were bad. I've been saying for fucking a month straight now that Mo is carrying something. Like, Mo is not normal.
I know he
had that one Brighton game where he got like 12 shots, I know. And, you know, his underlying's still okay. And pens are still part of the game, unfortunately. But dude, he's getting subbed in games that historically there's literally nothing in the world that could drag him off the pitch. And he's just getting subbed all the time. There's something going on with him.
What?
I just think he never fully recovered from his injury. He's just probably playing through a lot of pain.
Yeah.
That would be that's like the most natural conclusion, right? I mean,
so where do you naturally conclude when you take that information into account and they have all these games to come? Is he
I mean, you don't captain him, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to captain him. No shot.
No shot.
No, I mean, he's the chalk cap. We've talked about how, you know, I don't even before the game today, I was saying last pod, I was like, I don't know about Mo. Like, I might not even go with him. You talked me off that ledge. But why am I capping a player I don't think is fit and I don't think has the ability to play 180 minutes in 2 days like he did maybe, you know, a year ago or something, you know? Yeah. So
two aways, one darb.
Two aways who both teams have been like really tight defensively at home all season. Yeah. You know, it's just they're not even like great fixtures, I don't think. So
all right.
And Liverpool just look bad. Captain? Liverpool look leggy.
Yeah, Liverpool
like
they
just
they look
tired and just. Yeah. I don't know. It also looks like a bunch of guys who just came back from injury. And Trent for first half. I don't know if you saw any of the match, but
you know, I watch the other side. I don't watch Thursday football. Doesn't matter what it is. It could be the fucking final of the conference championship, but I don't watch a second. Don't care.
Well, Trent in the first half was just normal. Back to normal Trent. It was just like, Trent. Oh my God, he's the best thing in the world. But he's just off a long-term injury, you know, ran out of fitness, had to get subbed early, you know, and it was just a team full of those guys. They're struggling right now. Okay. But, you know, I'm not like upset. Like, it's whatever. And the fucking Arsenal and City, number one and number two favorites to win the whole competition, both out.
Yeah, I mean, Arsenal lost deservedly, I think, to not advance. City definitely undeserved to lose that
I completely agree.